This is Twit.
Let's do this. This is a big, big story. Twitter experienced its worst hijacking to date. A number of incredibly high-profile accounts, if you were on yesterday, you saw that they began tweeting out details to some sort of a Bitcoin thing. It's a scam, of course. Accounts belonging to Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Joe Biden, Apple. I mean, so many, not to mention a number of cryptocurrency sites themselves have accounts, and those were tweeting out this scam. Kind of crazy. They were all involved in this coordinated attack, coordinated hack. I don't know what you want to call it. Joining us to talk about what happened and what the clues all seem to be pointing toward is Steve Gibson from GRC.com and, of course, host of Security Now for Twit. Welcome, Steve.
Hey, guys. Great to be with you this morning.
Yeah, and what a juicy story we have to talk about right here. This, I have to imagine, when things like this happen, your ears like perk up and you're like, all right, I'm on the case.
Like, this is like what you live for. Force? Did you have that moment of like, oh, something's happened?
Well, you know, what was interesting about this was that it was so big. I mean, it was like so many different high profile accounts that it immediately seemed like an inside job. You couldn't imagine that many high-profile individuals could have had their accounts hacked separately. And one of the Winklevi indicated that one of theirs was protected by two-factor authentication. So, you know, that we know that at least in some instances there was extra protection from the, you know, like that would protect against a brute force hack. And Twitter, after a couple hours of saying, oh, crap, what happened here? They tweeted, we detected what we believe to be a coordinated social engineering attack by people who successfully targeted some of our employees with access to internal systems and tools. We know they used this access to take control of many highly visible, including verified, accounts and tweet on their behalf. We're looking into what other malicious activity may have been conducted or information they have accessed, and we'll share what we have here as we know it. And what was interesting was when, you know, shortly after this, you guys invited me to join you today. And so I attempted to tweet the fact that I would be on the show to my followers, and I was blocked. I got this pop-up that said, "This looks like suspicious activity. We don't believe you're not a bot." And I said, "What?" And so I tried to rephrase what I tweeted. Well, then, of course, later it turned out that Twitter's reaction to this was to block all verified users, blanket across the board, feeling like, you know, it was only high profile verified users who were being targeted. So let's just keep any verified users from tweeting anything at all. And so that lasted until the evening for, you know, a few hours, and then I was able to make the announcement. But what appears to have happened is, Motherboard and Vice tweeted some screenshots which have appeared. Various people have been putting them into their Twitter feeds, and those are immediately deleted and their feeds are blocked because Twitter is very sensitive to this. But they appear to show the use of an internal tool. And, of course, Twitter has to have internal management tools in order to control things. And so and in Vice's coverage, they say that their underground sources have indicated that a Twitter employee was bought off, was actually paid money in order to do something, to turn over access or to manually do this. But, and so, you know, details are still fuzzy, but that's the way that something this big happened, was that, you know, Twitter inside has the technology to do anything they want. And so that, of course, breaks all of the protections from someone hacking in from the outside if you just get somebody on the inside.
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting when all of this was first starting to happen. All of the people going to Twitter to say, "I can't believe these high-profile people didn't have two-factor authentication activated." Of course, not realizing perhaps when they tweeted this out just the scale of this probably and the level of these people, the level that they operate at, means that of course they have two-factor authentication. They've probably done, and they probably have advisors that that have them, you know, locking down their accounts, or at least we hope, as strongly as you possibly could as a mere user of someone else's service. This just wasn't that type of attack. This was, like you said, some sort of socially engineered thing, which is really hard to protect against. Isn't this kind of like the hardest thing for people to protect against? Because anybody can be convinced.
And in fact, I remember on Security Now when Leo and I years ago were talking about that big Sony hack, where we later found out that a so-called APT, an advanced persistent threat, had been installed into Sony Entertainment's network quite a while before it came to light. And I said on the podcast that, you know, the worst possible job I could imagine would be responsible for protecting something like the size of Sony from any sort of exploit. Because, you know, I mean, that's what phishing is. You know, phishing mail is tricking an assistant to someone thinking that it's you're someone legitimate, and, you know, tricking them into giving away some information that then allows that to be leveraged. So it's the human factor that is now pretty much the easiest way of getting in, because we've got so much technology, as you were saying, with multi-factor authentication and authenticators and, you know, and all kinds of technical solutions, but still people inside Twitter are inside Twitter.
So one question I have about this aspect of it, this console that exists, you know, part of it kind of reminds me of a couple of years ago, the Uber God mode thing that was quite a kerfuffle when that happened. Like in that case, and then also in this case, if I look at it logically, I can say, okay, as a service, you know, with many different aspects, something like of course a tool like this or some sort of access like this exists. Maybe the wagging of the finger isn't that a tool like this exists, but rather it's not being controlled properly. In other words, employees at Twitter obviously have access to a tool that gives them direct access into verified, and in some cases, the leaders of the world, into their direct communications and possibly their DMs and everything. How can they do this differently? How should they do this differently so that they can have both sides, or does it even need to exist at all?
I love what you were saying, because you were saying, an employee has access. We should use the past tense at this point.
Good point.
Because I don't think this is going to happen again. In really highly secure environments, we do have technology that uses a sort of a majority voting approach. You wouldn't want to lock a tool like this, where when you have to use it, you have to be able to use it. You wouldn't want to require like all four of some selected people to have to be able to all agree. But you could, that we have the technology in cryptography of, for example, giving 9 people the ability, and you need any 4 of those 9 to be in order to enable something like this. So I'll be very surprised if Twitter doesn't do something like that. If they don't re-engineer this so that no 1 or 2 or even 3 people simultaneously compromised can compromise the technology. It'll take, you know, some sort of a subset of a committee to all agree to do that. So you can both be sure that you're able to do it, that you're able to use the tool when you need to, and it cannot be abused in like the way this happened this time. And that technology exists. They just didn't have it in place, apparently.
Yeah. Wow. And so now behind the scenes, of course, like I just saw news, FBI has opened an investigation. Senator Ron Wyden is weighing in. Ron Wyden, of course, weighs in a lot on kind of the social media aspects of technology.
Yeah, technology. Everybody's going to pile on now, unfortunately. But, you know, I mean, it's, you know, Twitter has now become the news conduit, for better or often for worse. But that's what we have. And with, yep. you know, great power comes great responsibility. So, you know, they're going to take some heat for this. You know, they're apologizing, and, you know, Jack Dorsey's been on tweet saying, or on Twitter saying, oh my goodness, I know. He said, a tough day for us at Twitter. He said, we all feel terrible this happened. We're diagnosing and we'll share everything we can when we have a more complete understanding of exactly what happened. He says, now, you know, that'll be interesting. I hope we really do, because people are going to want to know. And so ultimately, I guess, especially with all of the as important as this is, I have a feeling we'll end up with a complete understanding of it eventually.
I mean,
it's worth mentioning that the bad guys got the highest number I've seen was $300,000. I saw 120 earlier, but you know, the actual hack was asking people to send money to a Bitcoin address and you'd get twice your money back. Well, I don't think that second part is going to happen for anyone, but $300,000 by some reports were transferred into the Bitcoin address that the hackers published in these hacked tweets.
I mean, and no matter what, with this sort of scam, it's all a numbers game, right? Like, it's easy to look at this and be like, why would anyone ever do that? Well, people do, because it's all numbers, right? You cast that net far and wide enough, and you're going to find the few, the very small percentage of people that are like, oh, yeah, okay, I'll do that. That makes sense to me. They make money as a result.
I saw a car in the street the other day that was the worst color I could imagine, but somebody bought it. So, yeah.
Another way to put it. Finally, what do you think a hack of this magnitude, or I don't know, I guess you probably can't call this a hack necessarily, social engineering attack, whatever you want to call it. What do you think this does for a company like Twitter? I know their stock price is kind of dropping a little bit. Not to mention, you know, important to note, like President Trump is and uses Twitter very heavily. So one could argue that this could have gone a completely different direction. Somebody could have, you know, gotten access and tweeted out something that would incite violence or a war. Who the heck knows? Use your imagination. What do you see this doing for a company like Twitter going forward?
I think for all of us, this is a sort of a cautionary note about the fact that we have created really socially powerful technology. I mean, earth-shaking technology. I did see some reporting that said that the set of people who were hacked did not seem to be fans of our president. I don't know if that was relevant in any way. I did also see that our president's Twitter account was not blocked the way mine was, and all other verified users were. Certainly, Donald Trump's account is verified, so they probably thought, okay, we're gonna, you know, they probably put somebody on vetting that on the fly so that the president could continue tweeting in real time as he likes to do, while everybody who was, you know, going to be able to get less scrutiny was just blocked because that was the easiest thing to do. But I think, overall, this really does say that, as I said, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. Facebook has great power. Twitter has great power. It's clear that this demonstrates they weren't taking that serious. Twitter wasn't taking their power as seriously as they should. So this is a mistake. They will doubtless fix it. And arrange to make it far more difficult for this kind of thing to happen in the future. Ultimately, though, I mean, there are servers, it's technology that, you know, there could be a compromise of their technology, not of their people, which could still do this. So the other takeaway for, I think, all of us is, let's keep our skepticism level up to some point, because it is, all, after all, just technology, and technology can fail.